Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, listeners. Welcome to your Friday, oh yes, edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swiger. Finally, we have made it to the end of the week. It is June 26, 2015. All of the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Seems that the folks over at Yahoo are getting a little sneaky with you. The reason why that is that the CEO, Marissa Mayer, has told shareholders yesterday that the Yahoo team has teamed up with Oracle in a new partnership aimed at getting users to take its search for a spin. Oh boy. Basically, when you download one of Oracle's products, right? Remember when you click those boxes? You next, 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 next. You don't really think much about it? Well, you just made Yahoo your default search engine by doing that. Yeah, I know. We give Yahoo a lot of crap on this show, and most of it's well-deserved as far as I'm concerned. But we can't leave Google out of this loop either. No, they're not innocent themselves. You might remember Adobe's last Flash install. Yeah, it forced many users to opt out if they didn't want Chrome on their system. Yeah, they kind of snuck that in there too. And besides, at the end of the day, can you blame Yahoo for doing this? They're in third place with search, with 12.7% of the share market. That's even well behind Bing, and who uses Bing that much? Well, we knew it was going to happen, and now it has. Spotify's had to sweeten their free trial. That's right, if you sign up for Spotify right now, you're not going to get 1 month free, you're going to get 2 months free on them. Oh, isn't that nice? Mind you, though, the premium trial is only for people wanting to test Spotify outside of the U.S. They're not doing this inside the States, But they didn't leave America completely out of it. No. You can try out the ad-free service for 3 months for just 99 cents now. Not bad. Still, though, it's got to be said, Apple's deal is still better. 3 months free to try out its service. Plus, the family plan for $14.99, yeah, it's going to be kind of hard to beat. But what we're hearing out of Sweden, Spotify's going to have a plan just for there, at least to start with, covering up to 5 people for just $20 a month. Nope, still not that great. Oh well, we're going to see how well this music streaming war goes in about 4 days from now when Apple Music does launch. Come on, we're all a fan of GIFs out there, aren't we? Yeah, I kind of am. Some are damn funny. You just got to repost them. They're fun to look at. Apparently, they're so popular that Tumblr wants to get involved with the things. That's right, Tumblr's launching a new way that you can watch, view, and find trending GIFs, and it's called Tumblr TV. Users are now going to see 3 options for viewing GIFs and search results. It's going to be a grid view, a list view, and the new TV view. Apparently, the TV view expands GIFs to occupy the entire browser screen and plays them one right after the other. And if that wasn't cool enough for you, well, guess what? Tumblr users can now create their own Tumblr TV channel by appending their username to the end of the Tumblr TV URL. Basically, if you're one of these people that watches YouTube with no sound, hey, perfect spot for you now. Ooh, it looks like the folks over at Samsung don't want to keep you secure with your Windows system. Yeah, if you're running a Samsung computer running Windows 8.1, yeah, you might be a little bit at risk right now. Actually uncovered by a Microsoft executive, yeah, it's blocking Windows updates from installing automatically on your computer, including all of those security patches. Aren't you happy now to hear this on a Friday? Apparently, this is some bug. Okay, I've never heard of a bug just doing this, but hey, you know, there's always a first time. It simply switches from automatic downloads to manual controls, and as a result, you're less likely to get those updates when you need them. In a statement from Samsung, they said, "It's not true that we're blocking Windows 8.1 operating system updates. We are providing our users with the option to choose if they want to update their Windows machine or not. Samsung, it's running Windows. It needs to have those security patches. Unless we just want to create the Samsung user botnet out there." And finally, we all remember those days, and maybe there's still some a little bit around. At least it'd be nice if there was. The old ice cream truck coming through your neighborhood on a nice hot summer day. Now, wouldn't it be nice to have that same feeling, say, I don't know, an Amazon truck coming through your neighborhood? Oh, thank you, Amazon man. Well, it seems that we might be getting our wish. Yeah, it looks like Amazon's trying something a little bit low-tech, shall we say. And basically, it's like the neighborhood ice cream truck, but for killer Amazon deals instead. Now, starting this coming weekend, for those folks in Seattle, oh yeah, you're going to want to listen up to this. You're going to see this treasure truck roaming around with daily deals on Amazon's mobile shopping app. Now, once you purchase those those things on that mobile shopping app, that truck is going to come up and meet you at a predetermined time slot, and you can collect your merchandise there. Yes, like a roving brick-and-mortar store, kind of, yeah. Now, apparently Amazon is trying this on a very low scale right now, and they're focusing on Seattle's popular neighborhoods for now. But they're hoping that this thing is going to take off, where they're going to actually move it nationwide in the U.S. Going to a predetermined location, I don't know about that. But if the truck would come through my neighborhood, sounding that little doop, doop, boop, 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 boop. Oh yeah, sign me up for that super deal on that USB cable. If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to our website and get your bash tickets. We are about to get to the bash. It is coming soon. July 4th is the bash. July 3rd is the curry night. Get both of your tickets right now. If you're not doing anything else this weekend, get your tickets. BritishTechNetwork.com. Click that buy tickets now. Get ready to have yourself one fantastic, fun-filled weekend. Also, don't forget to follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too as well if you really want to at Kyle Swagger. Well, it is Friday. Thank goodness, and we're about to approach our weekend. But don't worry, the BTN News Show will be back here on Monday, getting you caught up on all the technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday, have a kick-ass weekend, and thank you so much for listening.